Words for Tuesday, the 25th day of June, 2019. I'll tell you what, all you have to do is look at how stupid the average person is here in the United States of America, and for that matter, all across the earth. My father's book says also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. Now think for a moment. The rise of the sodomites and the vile women, this minority in numbers, but majority with loud mouths, have risen to the point to where they say they are so normal, they are good, they are wicked sodomites, vile women, men with men, women with women. It is not natural and it is not good. It is not good. And my father's book says that the soul be without knowledge. It is not good. So what about all the people here who accept their wicked, sinful, I do not even want to call it a lifestyle, their wicked, sinful behavior as if it is okay? The people with the problems are the normal people. The sodomites and vile women, they are revolted and gone. They do not care about truth. But you normal people out there who have natural affections, a man towards a woman towards a man, if you think for one second that any one of these wicked people, these sodomites or these vile women that you are putting in positions of government. How stupid are the people in South Bend, Indiana, who elected that sodomite, that mayor, that fag, to a position of government? Mayor Pete, they call him. He has a husband, you idiots. Do you understand when a man has an husband, he calls him that? Oh, nowhere in the Bible does God call a man with another man an husband. He calls it an abomination. It is abominable. It is wicked. So what kind of decision-making process do you think he is going to do when it comes time to government, when it comes time to governing? Do you think he's going to make right choices? Do you? Do you really? He is not going to make right choices because he cannot in his own life make right choices in his own personal choices. So when your personal choices are so unnatural and wicked and abominable, you will carry that mindset into your position in the government, and you will be making choices not based on truth because you hate truth so much. You got rid of it, put away God, the God of the Bible of Romans 1, out of your imagination so you could enjoy your sin. I am telling you, you so-called normal people out there, your acceptance of such wickedness and thinking it is normal and are voting for people who go into these public offices in the governments, I do not care what level they are, and you know that that person is a sodomite or that person is a vile woman, you are the ones with the problems. Do you understand? God told Israel, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, you are not God's people. God has his children and then the rest are the children of Satan. He is not dealing with countries today as he did with Israel in time past, but the principle is true. Through a lack of knowledge, you will be destroyed. So I want you to think, how good is your judgment? How good is your judgment when you all think that these wicked people you put in positions of authority through voting, that they are going to make good choices? Are you nuts? Chicago just elected this woman who's a vile woman to be her mayor, the city of Chicago's mayor. You got that sodomite Pete butt ass who's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and wants to be the president. What are you going to do? call his husband the first lady, or is she the first husband? What the heck? That is confusion. That is not natural. It is not good. Keep thinking that this is all a joke. Israel was completely destroyed every single time, overrun by their enemies, when the Sodomites rose to normalcy in that nation. You are seeing the same thing happen, but man learns nothing from history. It is not good. Do you get this? Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Oh my gosh. So who is worse? The Sodomite doing the other Sodomite in the ass? Or the women? Women with women. Which is worse? What is worse is when you stupid people elect them to offices. And I don't care. I do not care if it is the town dog catcher. They should be not involved in any government at all. Now, that does not mean government will be so much better from the normal people who are just as stupid as anybody else. But quit talking to them like they are normal. Yes, Christ died for them. Yes, they can be justified. Yes, they can grow into faithful saints. But one of the first things they would learn after being justified is they better stop that wickedness. Your judgment is wrong, people, you so-called normal people. You have zero judgment capabilities because you are so ignorant of the word of God. You're going to get what you deserve, all of you, the whole lot of you.